The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
The founder of Geelong Monopoly, Mark Dracevic, and we already spoke to him on the program a few months ago, but it was really good to catch up with him in person at the launch. And I started off by asking him how Geelong Monopoly came about.
Yeah, basically our company, Winning Moves, we have the global license from Hasbro to create these regional editions. And generally in the past, we've created ones for capital cities, and I was tasked with picking a region this year. And being born and bred here, I thought, why not give Geelong the chance to create their own Monopoly, and that's basically where it stemmed from.
So when we last spoke to you, you were going through a consultation process trying to identify which squares to include. How did that come about, and how did you actually do it?
Yeah, basically we were talking with the City of Greater Geelong, local businesses were going out to sea, and also just listening to the public as well. We put some messages on the socials and collated all that information together. Obviously, being from here, I had a bit of knowledge as well. So the whole idea for it was to just create a real diverse range of what you can do in Geelong, and I hope that we've done that.
And then how did you decide what made the brown squares and what made the more prestigious blue squares?
Yeah, so it was basically more so the blue was your public vote, and the brown, we always have like a natural landmark, and that's how we came up with the Yu Yangs and the Botanic Gardens.
I see, and also I know there's only two schools featured on the Geelong Monopoly World. One of them is my alma mater, but obviously there'd be a whole long list of schools that would want to be included, so how did you whittle it down?
So basically we went out and spoke first of all to the schools, and you want to get some interest and who wants to be a part of it, and from that list then we obviously went from there to choose what we think should be on there, and so we ended up with three in the end, all the green property squares. So yeah, I think we've done okay there.
And how many editions have you actually made of Geelong Monopoly?
Thousands.
So you're hoping it'll sell well?
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea. We've got Christmas coming up, and I know Geelong are a real passionate bunch, and we'll get behind it. And it's not every day your city gets their own Monopoly, so we're hoping, yeah, the public will really get behind it.
The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.